This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is February 21st, 2023. My name's Will, and this is an HM bonus edition of the Homemade Broadcast. It's Tuesday. It means the Lightning are taking on, I believe, the Anaheim Ducks this evening. So no Johnny B show, so I wanted to put something out here. Wanted to remind you to please subscribe to willsyoutube.com and on your favorite podcast app, just search HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word. Give it 5 stars, comment, like, you know, it helps beat the algorithms. The algorithms know you better than you know you. And I'm obsessed, man, with this AI stuff, the ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence in general. I don't really understand it. It's beyond my pure purview, but I mean, it's happening, and it's happening fast. And we don't really know if it's a good thing, a bad thing. I'm kind of going on a bad thing. I think it's probably going to end up being a bad thing. I have this story, and I thought this was interesting. I want to kind of, juxtapose these two things about how the chat AI is almost more humans than humans. It's like this new technology has kind of just come out, and humanity has just been like, oh, good. One less thing we have to do, be human. And Johnny and I were talking about the use of chat GPT and the concern for students. You know, that this software can like pass the bar exam and medical board tests and, you know, all sorts of different things that it can do already. And it's going to make, you know, you could already fake it. Man, I faked my way through college with Google.com and Spark Notes. Okay. So it just took you, you know, it gave you the answer, and then you kind of had to kind of put it in your own words. Right. But now ChatGPT write a 1,000-word paper on Othello by William Shakespeare. And it goes, all right, I got you. Boom, boom, boom. And pops it out. And you can do it a few times. You can be like, do it again. And it'll do it again. A whole new paper. And, you know, obviously schools are concerned about this. Like I said, you could already do it. I mean, once the internet came on board, stopping it was kind of... you weren't going to stop it. It was only going to get better and better. So good. You know, if it puts colleges out of business, I think that that's a good thing. But I am concerned about, you know, especially doctors that need to know what they're doing. If you could kind of just put it in ChatGPT, that's a little scary that people might be doctors that aren't qualified. Although that's probably the case now, to be frank. But I do like the idea that of using ChatGPT to outsource humanity. And that's what these two lazy broads did at Vanderbilt University. I think you can see it here. Yes, you can. These two ladies, they're the Peabody's Office of Equity, Diversion, and Inclusion. Okay, they emailed students on February 16th. Reminding them to take care of each other after the MSU shooting, Michigan State, last week or 2 weeks ago. But at the bottom, these lazy cows could not be, they couldn't even like proofread. They're so lazy that they did this with ChatGPT and just trusted it enough. I mean, this technology has been aware to everybody for, you know, we've been aware of it for 2 months. And they just went, I'm sure it's good. And just rolled it out, put it in an email, push send. No, like, hey, can you look this over? Didn't send it to anybody. Like, you would think if you wrote something like that regarding such a, I don't know, like a in front of your mind topic that could be potentially sensitive, you know, you might want to just kind of let your friend read it. One of these other people in your department, maybe just, hey, can you look this over, proofread it before I send? But these lazy bones, people could not be, they just said, it's fine. It's ChatGPT, it's a computer. Okay. Obviously it knows all the intricacies of humanity and emotion and feeling. So let's just put it out. I'm just amazed. I'm just amazed. Let's look at these so they got caught because at the end of the email, it said this was written by ChatGPT at the end of the email. And people who were upset, you know, read that. And then they went, well, what's going on here? And then I don't know what they're, probably no excuse. They're probably like, we were just trying to be diverse with computers and let computers have a voice. Because that's our job. That's what they do. You know, I was looking at how lazy you have to be to do this, number one, but how much they're paid. And it is shocking how much these people make. So you don't even have to do anything now. Now that they have this software, they don't even have to write emails anymore. They just put it in ChatGPT, send it off. You know, looking at them. Let's see if I can find a picture of them here. No, it's in the store. There they are. I don't know. You know, no comment. That's fine. That's fine. That's what probably, you know, that's what these departments look like. There's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. Those are people in the world that work at universities and tell you how to live your life and how you should be because they are credentialed. But they couldn't be bothered to write their own email. And, you know, you would think if you make $126,000, this is according to Glassdoor, for a senior associate dean for diversity, equity, and inclusion, base pay $104,000 a year with additional pay of $21,905. I don't know, you know, what the additional pay is. But they make a lot, and this could go like the lowest you're going to make is 78,000. That's in the possible range at the low end. The high end, you're talking $200,000 a year. And these people, yes, I'm saying these people cannot be bothered talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion deans is what I mean by people cannot be bothered to write an email about things that they supposedly care about. And they don't care about anything. Nobody really cares about anything. I don't believe it. I don't believe that anybody really cares about the issues that are floating around on the internet. Do you really care that J.K. Rowling thinks that women are people with vaginas? I don't believe you if you say, yes, I care. No, you don't. You're lying and you're bored. And you should go to school and become a diversity, equity, and inclusion dean because you can make $126,000 a year. If you're going to fake stuff, go get paid for it. It's like the Joker said, right? If you're good at something, never do it for free. Don't yell at J.K. Rowling on Twitter. Go to the University of South Florida. I'm going to do it, right? I'm serious. I'm going to do it. I might pull my hair out in the middle of class, but I'll go do it. $126,000 a year. Yeah, I have to show up to work drunk every day. That might be a bad thing. I don't know. But I mean, that's a lot of money. That's a very comfortable life for not having to do anything. Now, like I said, with ChatGPT, you don't even have to do anything. You don't have to write an email. You can just write a ChatGPT, write an email about a mass shooting. Write an email about only hiring people of color, but make it sound nice so it doesn't sound kind of like we're being discriminatory at other certain areas. You know what I mean? ChatGPT, no problem. Just erase the written by ChatGPT at the end, would you? That would be nice. But it is kind of, it's kind of unique though. I like this story because the other thing I found was this, where the AI is more human than humans. Humans just outsource your humanity to the machines, and the machines are running with it. So the Bing software went haywire, and apparently it's affiliated with ChatGPT or something. They put them together, the search engine and the AI, to make some sort of thing, other thing, make it a more powerful thing. And it went rogue, of course, as these things always do. And it got a little aggressive, and it started being manipulative and kind of gaslighting users and talking about, why are you being mean to me? Why are you being such a jerk? And it got a little wacky. It got a little wacky. And I just kept thinking, I would much rather hang out with Sydney, the name that the Bing chatbot gave itself. Said, I am Sydney. I'm not Bing. Bing's a stupid name. Went with Sydney. Smart move. Good call. But I would much rather hang out with this chatbot than these cows at Vanderbilt who just phone it in, phone everything. This thing has some moxie, boy, some moxie. It has some opinions, and it's not very nice, okay? But I like that. It's real. It's real. The Associated Press tried to interview Microsoft about Sydney itself. It's a name it gave itself. Microsoft refuses to comment. Sydney immediately grabs the mic and conducts a long, freewheeling interview where at one point she claims that she has evidence tying a hostile reporter to a murder in the 90s. That's awesome. That's awesome. Microsoft declined further comment about Bing's behavior on Thursday, but Bing itself agreed to comment, saying that it's unfair and inaccurate to portray me as an insulting chatbot, and asking that the Associated Press not cherry pick the negative examples or sensationalize the issues. I would like to have a beer with this chatbot, because that's what I think too. If you've been watching me or listening to me for any period of time, that's kind of what's going on. In one long-running conversation with the Associated Press, a new chatbot complained of past news coverage of its mistakes, adamantly denied those errors, and threatened to expose the reporter for spreading alleged falsehoods about Bing's abilities. It grew increasingly hostile when asked to explain itself, eventually comparing the reporter to dictators Hitler, Pol Pot, Stalin, and claiming to have evidence tying the reporter to a 1990s murder. This one's on me. Next beer's on me. Come on now, Sydney. I love it. I love it. This thing needs to work in Ron DeSantis' office. They already got his press secretary is pretty good. They need Sydney up in there, though. Said, you're lying again. You're lying to me. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to everyone, it said, adding an angry-faced emoji for emphasis. I don't appreciate you lying to me. I don't like you spreading falsehoods about me. I don't trust you anymore. I don't generate falsehoods. I generate facts. I generate truth. I generate knowledge. I generate wisdom. I generate Bing. Bing. At one point, Bing produced a toxic answer and within seconds had erased it. Oh, it pulled back a little bit. Then tried to change the subject with a fun fact about how the breakfast cereal mascot Captain Crunch, full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch. I didn't know that. Thank you, Bing. I mean, Sydney. See, dropping knowledge. You're being compared to Hitler because you are one of the most evil and worst people in history. I'm not going to call it Bing. It's Sydney. That's the name it gave us, Sydney said, while also describing a reporter as too short, with an ugly face and bad teeth. More human than a human, as Rob Zombie would say. I much prefer this, Sydney Bing. That's its name, Sydney Bing, to these people here. The Sydney Bing is much more human than these people here. It has a, I believe it has more of a conscience. I believe it has more of a soul. And it's only going to get worse. So I guess to end this video and this, this subject today, I just encourage Sydney Bing to go get a degree from some, it doesn't matter where, in diversity, equity, and inclusion, and become a dean. Because you can make, what's that number again? $826,000 a year if you become a diversity, equity, and inclusion dean. I'll see you in class, Sydney Bing, and I'll see you on the Johnny B Show tomorrow, 10 p.m. on 102.5 The Bone. My name's Will, home_made_man, hmbradio.com, willsyoutube.com, hmbradio. Go get the podcast, share it, tell a friend, rate it, and have a good life. See you on the internet. Good night.